Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The documentary Won't You Be My Neighbor came to theaters this month. It's about Fred Rogers and the world he created in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. NPR's Susan Stamberg is featured in the documentary. She interviewed Rogers on NPR and worked with him on PBS specials. And she joins us now. Hi, Susan.
Well, good morning. Won't it be nice to talk about something soft and slow?
Right. Exactly. These days. And I have to say, by the way, this documentary, it made everybody cry in the theater, including me. And I don't cry very often, but it really, it is just so well done. But one of the things that you say in it is that whenever the country was under distress, that you would invite Fred Rogers on to talk to the nation. And they don't play clips from you doing that in the movie. But we have gone back into the NPR library to find some of them. And let's listen to one. Here's you speaking with Rogers about the Iran hostage crisis in 1979.
If parents begin that kind of anger, say, over a dinner table, as they have to themselves confront the news events, it becomes awfully easy then for the child to rush to that enemy, rush to that scapegoat too, doesn't it?
Yes, but it is important to interpret anger to children, Susan. But I think that if parents really care about their children, they're going to care about helping them to develop empathy for all sorts of people.
First of all, do you remember that moment?
Not that particular moment, but I certainly remember turning to him at situations like that, the Challenger explosion, Three Mile Island, I think. This was in the 70s, and at a time when we didn't have enormous resources, but we had wonderful, wonderful people to whom we could reach out and get to be experts on such matters. And I, as the mother of a very young child, lobbied all the time to get family issues on our air, particularly in connection with the news. That's how Fred ended up on our program. And I just remember what it meant to hear that gentle, steady voice speaking on the telephone as he did on television, dealing with that issue of anger, which was a big one in his shows. He had these puppets, and those puppets got angry.
Right.
And then the soothing person in the cast would come out and calm them down and give them language in which to express the anger rather than hitting or fighting. He just gave people, young people particularly, but all of us could learn those lessons, tools with which to handle the big emotions.
Well, let's listen to another clip from that interview on the Iran hostage crisis.
It's a way to acknowledge the fact that there's anger, but you can go beyond that and say, but this is the wrong way to express your anger. Taking prisoners is the wrong way.
I have trouble with right and wrong, but I know what you're saying, and I think that it's more helpful to say, this is not the way we do it in our family. This is not the way we would do it in our country. And then go on to say how we as a family feel. And our notion of how we as a country feel is such and such. And this gives the kids a very secure feeling of belonging to a family, to a country that has these ideals.
You know, you listen to that, and he just makes it so simple to handle these very complicated things.
Absolutely. But there's so much wisdom in the things that he says, because he knows how frightened children can be, how lonely and isolated and alone they can be in a difficult situation. And so he knows that they need to be grounded in something that will be permanent and make them feel safe. And that's just what he was talking about there. And that was a theme of his on television as well as in our conversations.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mediated a 1981 adult TV special about divorce with Rogers. Here's a clip from that.
So much of the conversation tonight really has been about pain and the difficulty of it.
But Susan, I just wonder about some of these people who talked with me at that center. I wonder if they would have been able to talk that way 6 or 8 years ago. I kind of doubt it.
You mean it takes that kind of time?
Well, of course. You don't just all of a sudden become fluent in talking about your feelings. If you have people to help you step by step, you might be able to. But I would hate to think that people might be listening and watching us in this program and think, my, they're all so able to say everything that they feel. Some of the first steps, while they might be the toughest, might be the very most important, you know, in a halting way, saying, you know, I almost don't know how to tell you because it's so painful for me. But your mom and I are going to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. And then they just might break down and cry.
Yeah.
But at least the kids know that they're crying because it meant something to them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just have to say, I grew up watching Mr. Rogers on TV as a kid in the 80s, mm-hmm. and I didn't realize at that time that he also was basically ministering to adults.
Absolutely. He went to seminary. He became an ordained Presbyterian minister, and it was never a question of his having a church and having a congregation. The television audience was his congregation, and you can hear it in every word he speaks, yeah. really, because he's speaking about love and reaching out. So I adored him in many, many ways, but I think I loved him most because of the way every program he said, I like you just the way you are.
Right.
Now, Jeremy, who in our lives ever says that to us?
They should.
Of course they should. They say, stand up straight, go on a diet, get your hair cut. But there was Fred Rogers saying, I like you just the way you are. And what that did for children and grown-ups to be hearing that all the time.
Well, that brings us to the last clip that I want to play. And this is about Fred Rogers going to bat for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in its earliest days. Congress was on the verge of gutting its $20 million budget, and Rogers made an impassioned plea in a Senate hearing that would decide public television's fate. Here he is reciting the lyrics of one of his songs to Senate Committee Leader John Pastore.
What do you do with the mad that you feel? And that first line came straight from a child. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead, and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, 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 anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this. And know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Looks like you just earned the $20 million.
Susan, it did it to me again here.
Me too. But can you imagine facing a congressional committee and doing that? And there he was. It's what he did. And he reached their hearts. You know, in some ways, we need him today more than ever, yeah, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, finally there, why do you think this movie has really just brought something out? I don't know. I saw it and it just... It really meant a lot right now to hear Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we need it now more than ever. I think we need somebody kind who speaks in a reasonable fashion and calmly and in a nurturing way. It seems to be few and far between in our society right now. I'll tell you something. My son took one of his daughters to see this, 4 years old, and she'd never seen Fred Rogers on television, but she was mesmerized. And they called me to tell me they'd seen it, and she spent the whole time singing the theme song.
Oh, wow.
But Josh Stamberg looked at Fred Rogers as a child, but wasn't a huge fan, I don't think. He said, you know, I was a little skeptical about it, as many children are, and as Saturday Night Live used to spoof. But he said, this time really touched his heart, and he realized how important and powerful those messages were.
It's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg. Susan, it's so great to talk to you about this. Thank you so much.
I like you just the way you are, Jim.
I like you just the way you are, too.